Hello, welcome to episode 20 of Daily-ish. I'm your host, Chris Enns. It's Tuesday, May 27th, 14 degrees Celsius. Spring is here finally. Summer, warm days. It's 14 degrees Celsius might not sound that warm, but it's been at least 30 degrees a couple days. So we're feeling like we're finally allowed to say we have spring or summer weather. Even if it's not here every day, it's coming. This episode of Daily-ish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Campaign Monitor is the great email service we use for sending out email newsletters from Good Stuff, and you can use them as well for yourself or your business. So huge thanks to our launch partner and sponsor, Campaign Monitor, for supporting Good Stuff and Daily-ish. A bit of a different episode today. I don't know where it'll go exactly. Last week, received word that my grandpa was in the hospital and may or may not live that long. So I flew out to see him, left my family behind, which was tough, but it's in Winnipeg, which is an eight-some-hour drive. And so just flew out for a couple days to spend some time in the hospital with him. He still was coherent and able to talk, but just really tired. And he's 94, almost 95 years old, certainly has lived, it sounds trite, but he's lived a great life and has spent the last couple of years anyways in degrading health and isn't doing as well. And so it isn't as fun, I guess, or as good a life right now. And so there's that mixture of wanting to have him be able to be at peace and rest, but also obviously wanting to have him be around and not be gone. And so as I was flying home from there, I don't often get to fly for one, and I don't often get to fly alone if I do or travel alone if I do. And so it was just odd to be alone and have my thoughts to myself. You know, obviously on the plane you don't have, when the plane is flying anyways, I don't have internet access and things like that, or I chose not to. And so just as we were, I don't know, about 10 minutes from home on the plane or so, I pulled up my laptop and started writing, and a post came out, or some thoughts came out about my grandpa. I just wrote them down in day one in journal app, and then I then sort of changed it, and with the help of a friend kind of like reworked it a little bit, some suggestions as far as making it more. Just the original post was for me, and this one, the post that went up on my blog, is a little bit more for anybody else. And so took out just some stuff that's more personal, and then we just got word this morning that, the link for that is on my blog at chrisenns.com. You can find it also through goodstuff.fm/dailyish/20 is where post links to that. And you can, so we got word this morning that he'd gone into a coma. He was awake and alert and sort of in and out, pneumonia sort of overtaking his body. And he went into a coma this morning. Funeral will likely be in a week or so, depending on what exactly happens and when. And just a weird mixture of emotions, as often happens with this type of things in life. And death and even sickness is not something that's often discussed in sort of podcasty tech worlds, at least that I see. You know, it's everything's new apps, new devices, new stuff. What's coming next? What's next? You know, what are we looking forward to? And old age, dying, isn't something that's often discussed. So, and just reflecting on what hit me really hard this morning is, this is kind of like, this is the loss of a generation in my family anyways. This is my last grandparent who's alive. Sorry, music kicked in before it should have. My last grandparent who is alive. And so it's the loss of that generation in my family. And so now my parents, who thankfully are still healthy and alive, and are sort of at the top, so to speak. And now I'm second in line, I guess. And our kids obviously are below that. But I don't know, something about that realization that was looming, obviously, but I hadn't really connected the dots of that, just kind of hit me this morning. And also the fact that because this is my last grandparent who is alive, and when he passes, I'll no longer be a grandchild to anybody. And just the impact of that. And as you have, as it kind of just like, obviously I'm an adult, I'm in my mid-30s, late-30s, and you know, I have all the responsibilities of adulthood. I have had them for a long time. And the life that I, or the kind of life that my grandparents and my grandpa in this case remind me of, is a life I haven't had for 10, 15 years at least, where, and longer, like for, you know, going on vacations as family, riding on the tractor or the combine with him, getting to drive his garden tractor around his yard and just rip up his yard completely, and driving a quad and using lots of gas to drive all these little toys and stuff around, and then Christmas times and family gatherings and all that kind of stuff, that it's time just spent with my grandpa and grandparents. And so he's like the last kind of connection to that indirectly, because I don't have a lot of strong memories from him, of life experiences with him over the last number of years, just because life happens. We live far away, we have kids, you have jobs, etc. All those kinds of things that kind of get in the way of those kind of connections. And we don't have shared vacation history, you know, trips or those kinds of things. So yeah, it's just kind of a loss of that connection to that past that I didn't really anticipate feeling. And maybe it was just a thing today. But I'm the kind of person who likes to, not likes, but I enjoy feeling the emotions of an event. I don't really want to just push them aside or push past it. I want to feel it, let my mind, my body, whatever, kind of roll with the emotions of the day, of the week, of the month, of what's going on, and also try and verbalize that. That's what, you know, podcasting helps sort of process it, and not and with community and with family, and sort of process that and talk through things, and not just try and gloss over some of the deeper hurts and deeper feelings and deeper pain that may be going on in life. And so I thank you for listening to this. This is part of healing, I guess. And when, you know, it's not an if anymore, it's when he dies, there'll be a bit more of that. And, you know, the gathering of family together, which is great and is fun, and also celebrating the life that he's lived, but also the loss and the pain of him not being there anymore. And as I'm the oldest grandchild in that side of the family. So certainly I've had the longest connection with him, but not necessarily better or whatever than anybody else, but just, you know, I was the one. It's funny seeing my kids through my parents' eyes, and, you know, my parents are their grandparents, obviously, and seeing that, you know, my parents learning how to be a grandparent through the elder kids, and then knowing, you know, better how to do a better job of being grandparents with the younger ones, and just knowing that I was that sort of baby or infant, etc., for my grandparents, and learning how to be a grandparent with their kids as parents now. All that kind of stuff. So, yeah, and wrapping up, go hug your grandparents if they're still around. Give them a phone call. Don't text them. It's great if they can understand texting, but give them a phone call. Give them a hug if you're in the same area. Make plans to go see them. Spend some time. Spend a weekend. Spend a day, and even just get stories out of them. Hear about their life and the stories that they've lived. Because it will certainly benefit your life and your relationship with them. So, thank you for listening. I'm iChris on Twitter if you have feedback, or you can email me, chris@goodstuff.fm. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.